Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday evening, and we are ending May here, May 22nd, well, May 31st, 2022. So thank you for joining us. It's Tuesday evening. This is Deborah with you tonight. Glad to be here and glad that you are joining us. I hope everyone had a safe and blessed and some time to refresh during your weekend. I know there's some people who actually work on weekends, so I kind of feel you there. I was working a little bit too, so but I hope that you were able to get some time in to refresh and recharge. So praise God. So thank you for joining us today. Well, God bless you. And let me just finish getting organized here. I'm not going to be long in my chat today. So thank you. Let's pray. Let's open up and pray before we start. And then we'll start chatting briefly. So, Father, we thank you for this evening, God. We dedicate it unto you, God. We thank you for your glory to be known, your glory to be seen, your glory to be heard and experienced, Father God. I ask that you be exalted in every listener's life, God. Be exalted in their life, God. We thank you, Father God, as they lift up their soul and their spirit to you, God. We pray, Father, that you would meet them in very profound places, God, and speak to them, Father God, even confirming, encouraging, and igniting, Father, within their hearts and their souls, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you tether them to a path of righteousness for your name's sake. And we thank you, God, for delivering us from evil, Lord. We thank you, Father, for just your attributes and your character, God, your love, your integrity, all of it, God, your purity, your holiness. We thank you, Father, for just sustaining the universe by your grace and by your existence, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you do not have to derive your existence from anything else, God, but yet we, Lord, derive our hope and our very being and our very life from your existence. So we thank you for that. We thank you for meeting us here. And may it be our joy and our delight to be dependent upon you, God, for you are worthy of all glory and honor and dominion now and forevermore. So bless your name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Wow, thank you so much again for joining us. So in 2 Chronicles 20:22, I was coming across this verse, and so I just want to see here it says, "Believe in the Lord your God, and you shall be established. Believe and remain steadfast in his prophets, and you shall prosper." So some verses change those two words from, I think that's the New King James I was reading from, but some verses mostly, most verses change the word established to supported, and then that prosper to succeed, which that's very important, walking out the days that we're in. So let me reread it with that. It says, believe in the Lord your God. Certainly this is a set of order that he's giving us, that we believe in the Lord our God, and you will be supported. So when we believe in God, first and foremost, we're to believe in him. We're not just to set aside our thoughts and our what we know about the Lord and what we've studied and learned just because a prophet who seems powerful comes into the scene. And I say this because this is what the Antichrist is going to look like, and he's going to carry powers. So we need to make sure that we're tethered on the path with the Lord and believing in him. And we will be supported by him as we continue to believe in him. And then it also says, but he's also saying, believe and remain. So there's three things here. Believe in the Lord your God. Believe and remain steadfast in his prophets. and you shall succeed. So this will, I think, be a outcome as well in the days ahead, seeing who the Lord's prophets are, as we know. That's why we're here. And, you know, speaking of our founder and beloved pastor here, Prophet Randy, and also in the days ahead when we come into various trials and tribulations and persecutions, we want to, right, stay steadfast with the Lord and then remain in believing, so they're giving us hope and direction and pointing the way, and it's mirroring things that God wants to speak to us on earth. And sometimes well, we need to see that as not necessarily decode it, if you will, but in some ways he's speaking in a mystery so that others don't understand it, but we can grasp it by the Spirit and succeed as we're walking out this path here. So praise God for that. So that's 2 Chronicles 20:20. You can meditate on that as you will. But here's what I was going to ask. Matthew 7:7. Yeah, actually, now that I think about it, I'm kind of all over the place. But that's okay. Let me just pull out these little nuggets here. So, because maybe somehow these all go together. But it is seeking first the kingdom of God. It definitely is that. Okay, so Matthew 7:7, where it says, as you guys probably already know this one, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be open to you. The word ask here is usually describes a someone making request to someone higher in position, okay, such as an individual asking something from God, or like a parent type of thing, or a beggar asking for substance. Well, the word denotes insistent asking without qualms, okay? So we're not qualming or commanding God, okay? But it's asking with insistence, not commanding, okay? But solidly presenting a request whose item he longs to distribute. Okay, this makes perfect sense to me. We keep asking the Lord when we know it's according to his will, right? So first and foremost, if we know we have family and loved ones and neighbors who need salvation, we continue to ask him because he longs to do this without dispute, especially if we ask for the will of God, right? And we have a very benevolent God. That's part of his character and nature and attributes, is that, and out of his benevolence he has provision and protection for us, and even out of that is through his prophets. They provide protection and provision for us as well, right? So and then also his benevolence is concern for the welfare for those whom he loves. And that is you and that is I. He loves us and he's concerned about these things. So when we pray to him and we ask and we keep placing it before him, it does move his heart. And if he longs to distribute these things, which if it's something you see in his word, it's the promise of God, then keep asking, keep seeking, and keep knocking. And we want to make sure that we pray this evening, not only prophetic prayers, but according to your request as well, which reminds me to ask you guys, this weekend there is a outing, evangelism, that my husband and I are going to. So please be praying for that this weekend, that God would make clear pathways for us, prepare hearts, that he would anoint our words and our steps, and the grace of God would be with us to meet those people whom God would already begin stirring the hearts of the people and the listeners to receive and to be yielding to them, and that God would really move, you know, on every person who's stepping out in faith to minister in his name, just out of sheer faithfulness, whether they feel like it's part of their calling or not, but just out of sheer faithfulness and the opportunity that's before him, committing their time and seeking first his kingdom, that there would be keys just unlocking things in people's lives, in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you. Thank you in advance for your prayers. So that was good. Now, the goodness of God. Now, we know I have the greatness of God. And the goodness of God, the greatness of God is, you know, he is great, right? There's no one who stands before him. He holds all power and authority and dominion and majesty and might. However, there's also the goodness of God. And the reason we have the goodness of God where it's displayed and all he's revealing himself in such a manner, he's making himself known in and through his greatness because nobody stands beside him. No one stands like him, like there's no other. But he also reveals to us his goodness and displays his goodness to us. It's because it shows, his goodness shows that he can be trusted and loved, right? So if he just had greatness, you know, that could scare us a little bit, okay? You know, or he could take that authority and use it against us. We wouldn't know how to sort that out just because we just have finite minds here in humanity and we just have our parents as examples of authority and power over us, or people in the workplace, you know, and you know, there's always stories about a manager that shouldn't be managing. But, and people even, I mean, my children work in the corporate world. They will change jobs. If they don't have a good manager, they are looking for something else, somewhere else to work. So it makes all the difference in the world. But God, that's just a human aspect there. But God is above and beyond humanity. And through his goodness shows us, shows you, shows me that he can be trusted and he can be loved. And he delights in this type of fellowship where he's inviting us to come unto him and to spend time with him, right? I think there is an, let me see if I can find this. And, oh gosh, is it? I think it was Hebrews 13. Let me do it this way. It is. Okay. I like how my computer almost knows me. I put in three words and then the whole thing comes up. Okay, here's the thing too. Hebrews 11:6, it says here, but without faith it's impossible to please God. For he that comes to God, if you come to God, you must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. And the same, it almost goes back to the 2 Chronicles 20:20, it's believe in the Lord your God, right? And you shall be supported. So when it's believed that he is, when we come to him, and he will reward those who diligently seek him. This is his invitation, if you will, daily for you to seek him, to come into his word. Even coming into his word, he speaks through his word, and his breath is on that. And he can unlock, even as you're reading one thing, he can unlock his wisdom. And because you're coming before him, almost like face-to-face in his word, and he can unlock things in the wisdom in your mind to show you things and think about things you weren't necessarily meditating on. You were going to get to that answer. You were going to get to that question, but he's actually supplying it before you even ask him as you begin searching him in his word. And so be ready. Be ready with pen and paper or however you would take a note and capture the wisdom of God and, you know, the resolution of God and what he's speaking. And even his blood, you know, his blood resolves and his blood dissolves. So there might be things that you need to be dissolved in your life, right? Like, and you place the blood on it and let it dissolve like snow and it just be gone. And the blood take care of it, it cover it and remove it. In Jesus' name, and also bring resolve, you know, bringing the solutions and the outcomes and knowing how to act according to what he's speaking to you, according to the word, even the Rhema word, in Jesus' name. So thank you, Lord. Okay, so a little bit different. I just started talking and a little bit different than where I was actually going to go. So let me see how I want to do this. What time is it? Okay, so Ephesians 3:21, to him be the glory in the church by Jesus Christ to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. So be it, God. May it be in this generation, God. Let your glory be known in this generation. Jesus' name. And we're seeing people move. I was seeing a report. Yeah, this is completely changed. Not completely changed, but there was a little different aspect I was going to read on something else. But so I'm seeing, I was reading a note the other day at some ministries that were out ministering, evangelistic ministries, in different parts of the globe or the nation, right? So people are starting to travel again that are evangelists. And get on airplanes and go to the nations and speak the word of God. So praise God for that. And may that be, may they bear much fruit and much increase in Jesus' name. And so they, anyways, the note actually had it was a testimony of those that were coming to the Lord, those that were rededicating themselves to the Lord as well. But anyways, so what I noticed in reference to and similarities into two different notes is that the age group of people that are responding to the Holy Spirit right now is between 18 and 35 as the most people, okay, in general. All ages are responding. Even older ages are responding for the first time, which is incredible as well. However, that was what was noticeable in these two different notes that I had was that particular age group. So may the glory of God come on that age group. And I'm not even sure. I feel like maybe I was supposed to share that for some, I don't know, someone, you know, intercessor to pray for that generation. Jesus' name. So let me just end here with, yeah, I'll come back to the other thing that I was going to, I come back another night to the other note I was going to share, but let me share this. Okay. Hold on 1 second. Make sure I'm reading the right note. Okay, yeah, let me go at this time. Okay, yeah, I can see the Lord confirming this somehow in his word. Okay, so in John 14, let me just write down that I, which thought and what I read. Okay. John 14, verses 12 and 13, it says, see here, it says the answered prayer. I'm actually using my husband's Bible, which is a Spirit-filled Bible, I think. So that's lots of key notes and different references and stuff, and I love that he marks his Bible. It's almost like I can't really read his mind, but I love the things that he marks in here. But this one says the answered prayer, which is interesting because I started with Matthew 7:7. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. We thank you for your anointing on answered prayers, God. We thank you for the promises to come forth in this generation, God, that we would see things with our eyes, God. We would see things with our eyes, God. We would, Lord, speak into places, Father God, that are dry. And they would no longer be barren, Father God, but would be fruitful, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, pull people out of the miry clay, God, and set their feet upon the rock, Lord, in Jesus' name. Even people we didn't think was possible, God, that we've seen them sinking in the miry clay, God, that they were actually even maybe happy to be in this pig pen even. As a prodigal, God, and with no regret and no discernment towards God, God, pull them out of the miry clay and set their feet upon the rock. We thank you, God, for shedding. We thank you, God, that you have such a miraculous power, God, that your power is so great that you can change people's personalities from sin to salvation, God, and give them the desire and the belief and the faith to come unto you, God. We pray, Lord, let us see this with our eyes, God. Let us see this and know this with our eyes, God, in Jesus' name. And may we give you the glory, God, and give you the dominion, God, in Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. So most assuredly, I say to you, he who believes in me, so here we are again, what are we believing? You know, there was a note from a gentleman who said, pay attention to what you're paying attention to, right? So whatever you're thinking on, pay attention to that. And I'll share a story where I was off today myself. So he who believes in me, the works that I do, let me start over. I say to you, he who believes in me, the works that I do, he will do also. the greater works than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you ask in my name, I will do it. And the Father may be glorified in the Son. So let's be asking things that glorifies the Father in the Son. Praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And so the note here is, and I know I've read this before, because of the word pathway is on here. And I remember this wasn't too long ago. This must have been within just 3 or 4 months ago, because I remember the Lord kept showing me the word pathway. And so I'm pretty sure I read this before, but this says, or most recently this year was what I'm referring to. So pathway of miracles. A vital key to walking in the pathway of God's miracles is to stay available to the implications of Jesus' words here. When blessings come in your work, service, or ministry, it is tempting to accept that this is all that God has for you, to find it easy to stop and rest rather than keeping your hand to the plow. Instead, refuse to allow the blessings of God's grace on your work to lead you to think that he may not be ready to do even more in your life. Okay, there we go. Let's believe God for that, to do even more in your life. Thank you, Jesus. God, you're so good. You're so good, Lord. Your words are so good, Father. Jesus said, he does not call you to attempt to produce more, but to ask and believe him for more. Here we go. It's really emphasizing. Honestly, I started off in the direction I was going in, and once I started talking, it did take a turn, but this keep asking and believing is being repeated, and this is the Holy Spirit, okay? Because this is not all exactly how I had it planned out in my thing, but I did place it before the Lord. Okay, asking, believing him for more, for greater works he has in store for us to receive, and by his grace achieve for his kingdom's purposes and glory. Keep your heart set and ready for the next advance for his kingdom. Well, praise God for that. Praise God for that. Thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you, Jesus. I'm gonna stop there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Okay, let me close this up so I can move my item. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining us this evening. Again, God bless you. Okay, I can start here. Let me start by opening up this first phone line. Our callers, God bless you. Okay, it's 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg in Kentucky.
Oh, hey there. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. Very good. Okay. Let me pray for you. Let me mute your phone line for a second. I'll come right back to you. Thank you so much for joining us. And we are ministering in prayer. I do see a few callers and you do not have your hand up. So if you would like prayer, I will pray for you. So let me just call out these numbers before I pray for Greg. So my second caller is 402. Third caller is 828. 731 and then 111-972. There. Okay. So there we are there. Okay. All right. So let's pray for Greg. Thank you, Lord. So Father God, we thank you for Greg, Father, in Jesus' name. We just bring him to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace and your goodness, Lord, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the washing of your word, the regeneration of your word and the washing of your word. You know, it's kind of like I see you in a river and there is a washing and it's with stones, like, so the river's not, it's just like maybe knee deep or so, or you know, about that. And, you know, just bending down and there's rocks and just washing and there's a changing happening. And I don't know if that is because it's on your skin. I don't know if it's representing like either the flesh or the soul type of change, transformation that is happening, or a glorification possibly even, that is happening. So we thank you for that, God, in Jesus' name. We see the effectiveness of it, even changing other people's lives. So when Christ changes you too, this is miraculous in his greatness as well as that his power to change us actually changes other people on earth, you know. And so we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the process, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you for those lives that will be touched by Greg, God, and the things that you're doing, God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you even for the accounts in heaven where people, yeah, well, there's like, okay, so there's pathways, you know, crossways and pathways that you'll cross with people and touching their lives and affecting their lives, and you may not see them again until you actually get to heaven. And see the fullness of the effect that you've had on their life will be completely revealed in heaven. So we thank you for this, God. We thank you for the faithfulness to step in this and to walk in this, God, and the boldness to bring it forth as well, God. We thank you for blessing the pathways, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that he would even ask for the pathways, God, in your ways, Lord, to walk in them. Father, we thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. And I feel like even that particular word, so something on even pathways, I feel like that is even a word for all of us, really, is to begin to ask the Lord, even that last note that I just read about, you know, the ministry and doing the greater works, but asking him for the pathways for us to walk in that's going to bring his name glory and his son, yeah, to ask for that and to look and to see and to ask him for those things, Father. So we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, if there be anything else, Father, to show me in that, let me just be silent for just a minute. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your grace. Yeah, his grace is there. His grace is there. His grace is there. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. You know, his grace in some ways is immeasurable. His grace and his spirit is without measure. His grace is immeasurable. It's immeasurable, his grace, God, the way he can touch our lives and integrate our body, soul, and spirit with his grace and just, you know, weave, you know, it's just... It's just how, you know, profound and perplexing almost sometimes at the same time. But his grace, we thank you for that, Lord, administering that to him in Jesus' name. And again, I'm not sure if it's something in the flesh. Again, I'm not sure this, if it is something just outwardly, certainly an outward appearance. That will be known, yeah, something outwardly will be known and seen that his grace had covered it, his grace changed it. And affecting others. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, I think that's all, God. Is that? I think that's all. So thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Praise God.
Thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. That was pretty powerful, really.
Yeah, and the pathways. I mean, in my job, I'm an outside sales, so I cross paths with people constantly, daily. Mm-hmm. And I actually had an opportunity to share with the shop owner today. He has a lot of Christian stuff around his office, and I get a dual vibe from him. Like, I'm not sure where he's at, and I'm certainly not judging, but I dug in a little bit with him today. But you just don't know, you know. You could say 10 words sometimes, and they might be the right words if the Holy Spirit's moving. So.
Yes, and and you could say two words, and people, if they're very specific, to they could relate it to something later.
Mm-hmm.
That was very profound to them, and even unbeknownst to you as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, thank you, Lord Jesus. Yeah, thank you. Well, do you have any prayer requests?
Last week, just prayed for wanting more of him, and he is, I've seen him answering that prayer since last week.
Praise God. Thank you for sharing that testimony. Not for my sake, but for God's sake, and even bringing forth the word tonight about praying and asking. So praise God for that.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, I've seen, he's spoken, he's moved, he's shown me things. He's answered other prayers. So, I mean, really, I don't know, talked with Jeannie last night, and she has mentioned several times, about my job, my pathway, talked about promotion, provision, and said that she sees a change, and she's mentioned relocation twice now. So, I'm open to it. I mean, I've done it before, so it's not a big deal, but on the job thing, my job has gotten really difficult. The company is kind of weird and make it very difficult for me to succeed and do what I need to do. So obviously I'm not happy, but I was going to go down my usual path. Just like, I'm just going to polish up the resume, put it out there. And I just felt God very clearly tell me, no, don't look, don't try. I'm going to do this for you, because if you're out there at all, then you might think, well, my resume got me this job, and I want you to know that what comes next will come from me.
Mm.
So just that I am patient and wait on him to do that. Because he's done it before. I mean, he's literally dropped jobs in my lap and made changes that I wasn't even looking for, and made it, very good moves. So that just, that he continues to do what he's done, and that I would just focus and stay in his will on that one.
Yeah, wow, that's really neat. That's a good word. Okay, yeah, let's pray over that. Father, we thank you, God, for Greg. We thank you for how you're speaking to him and leading him, God, and guiding him, Father God, through PGN, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for him acknowledging and testifying unto you and how you're leading him and how you're guiding him, Father God. We thank you, Lord, that you could just continue to be his helper, his guide, and instruct him in the way he should go, God. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're putting together on his behalf, Lord. And we just thank you, Lord, that he's trusting you for his next steps, God. So, and we thank you for your faithfulness and even your benevolence and your care, God, to make provision and to protect him along the way, God. So we thank you, Lord, just as being his helper, God, and as that for it to come to pass, Lord, as you speak it and as you say, God, so be it unto him according to your word, Lord, according to your rhema word that you spoke to his heart, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Well, praise God. Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
No, that's just fun watching him do stuff. I know, we have the lean times. We have the times when it feels like he's not speaking as much or moving as much, but it's always more than refreshing when he is.
Yeah.
And I've learned that answered prayers, build faith and trust.
Answered prayer. Mm-hmm. Very good. Thank you so much. Thank you for joining
you.
Us this evening. God bless you.
God bless you, Deb. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, alrighty. Our next caller here is 402-214.
Hey, Deb.
Good evening. Hi, Miss Sharon.
Hi, Deb.
How are you?
Not doing so good, so I'm really glad that you're here. Appreciate you.
Well, thank you so much. Well, let me pray for you.
Thank you.
Let me mute that out, and then I'll pray. Father, we thank you for Sharon, Lord. And we just bring her to your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. This is very peculiar. I've never seen this before, said this before. But I'm seeing, like, it's kind of like an assembly line of bread. And except it's not like it's just all this bread is passing you by. So it's not, and I call it assembly line because it's much bread and it's going by quickly, but kind of like, almost like, but it's not in a, factory. It's just bread, loaves of bread that are going by in Jesus' name. And they're spaced out. It's precisely, you know, the right, or whatever the distance is, it's precisely the right distance, and they're going by, and it's almost, they're going by as quickly as you would, like, almost read NASDAQ board, where it just keeps going, like, it keeps going, so it almost seems like to never end, but it also is, and even though it looks very similar, it actually is very different, you know, like on the NASDAQ, everything is different, it's all a different and accounted for. So even though the bread might look the same, each one is actually very different, you know, because if we were come to him for our daily bread, for him to satisfy us every day, that might look different, even though the daily bread is the same substance, maybe the same source, but actually partaking of it is very different in that day. And so, and that's a very uniqueness even about the Word of God, is that you can read it repeatedly and over again. And you can grasp something new out of it all the time. So, okay, I'm not sure what's going on here. My phone, okay. Sorry. They're distracting. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for her daily bread. Again, partaking and, sometimes it's satisfying. It always satisfies because it brings us to a place where it grounds us, I guess, in that place. But it is sometimes can be refreshing, like this bread. You don't think this bread can be refreshing, but it is. Because it's your daily bread and your daily portion that is before you. God is supplying it. And you can partake. You can partake. It's prepared for you, and it's being prepared for you, and you can partake. So we thank you, Lord, that she is a partaker of this bread, God, that you supply for her, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, that you have ample supply for her, Lord, ample supply for her, God, ample provision for her, Father. And that's what I really think I'm seeing so many, is that it's ample supply, ample provision for you in this daily bread. So we thank you, Lord, and every aspect of it. You know, it's very basic, even daily bread. Bread is very basic in life. It's very basic for us sustaining, even in life, you know, when there was war, you know. They would just pass out bread. People get bread. This is what's going to sustain you. You know, when a storm comes, you know, I know we all live in different regions, but in the South, when a winter storm comes or there's ice, people will get bread. You know, there's just bread will be off the shelf, you know. So it's just sustainable. It's sustainable, and that's what the Lord is meant to sustain us, you know, in a portion that is sustainable. But he has ample, again, just ample supply, ample preparation. Thank you, God, for placing this before her, Father, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for her partaking. In the name of Jesus, just partaking, Father God. Jesus' name. So I kind of see you looking up to the Lord, but this bread is just passing you by like at shoulder height, you know, but you're looking up to the Lord and speaking to him and kind of crying out to him. And I just encourage you, just put your hands out open in front of him and thank him for his provision and thank him for supplying your needs, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. I would return to the promises as well and begin praying the promises as well for yourself, Sharon, and your family, whatever your need is, and just placing that before him, especially the word that came forth tonight, you know, keep asking, seeking, knocking, well, his promises to be fulfilled, you know, and if we keep asking, we know it. His promises are things that he does. You know, he's not going to dispute that. That's not a dispute to him. It's something that he does want to offer to us. So we thank you for that. In Jesus' name, let me just pray in the spirit for a second. And so the kingdom of God is not going to pass you by. That's not what that's about. He is directly making a supply for you, and you shall receive. You shall receive. We thank you, Lord, that she shall receive what you've prepared for her, Lord, in Jesus' name. There is no like real magic. There's nothing magic about it or magic to getting him to answer prayer. Other than believing him and asking him, right, and just remain steadfast in that. And then as you're seeking him in that, you know, he sometimes reveals something else to us, like he might reveal an insight to us or speak something to us that where he redirects us or whatever. But it is not a, and nobody really has it, it is not a magical way in order to get him to answer. So that's why he says to ask and to seek and to knock. So there's other elements other than just asking, and he's telling us that. So I thank you, Father God, for her seeking. Yeah, so I thank you, God, for her seeking, God, that you would unlock things to her, Father, as she seeks you, God. And all of that, I don't even know what all that can consist of and the wisdom, but I do feel there's some wisdom of God in that as you're seeking him and you're asking. We thank you for that, Lord. Yeah, there's, you know, I haven't heard a lot of people actually teach on that either. That makes me very curious in the spirit to press into that on that seeking part. But anyways, praise God and glory be to his name. Amen.
I'm still confused, Deb. Sorry.
Oh, no.
But, you know, with the bread going by, I don't understand that. And there's just a major oppression going on in my home.
Okay.
In my life, I mean, I didn't have my dog here, you know, to confirm everything.
Uh-huh.
She's the one that alerts me.
Let's pray over some of that. Just make sure that you're not opening the door anywhere, even unbeknownst to you.
Basically, you know, I rent this place, and people come in here when I'm not here, and they do things here. I cannot, you know, this isn't, I'm not saying I never sin or anything, but I sure try not to.
So it's sacred. It's not sacred because, yeah. No, that's just a, okay, so let's pray over that, your walls, because sometimes when you are renting, you will contend with some things from other people. Because, you know, when we were in the apartment, because when you're renting, here's the thing, you're signing a contract, and when you're signing a contract like that, you're actually, the contract is a covenant. So that lease, that contract and that lease is actually a covenant. Well, you don't necessarily, those four walls in which you contain, you can do that, but you're actually sharing a wall with somebody else who signed a contract, which is like a covenant. So you're actually, you are going to experience some of their stuff because you're sharing and you signed a contract in the same building and in the same, do you see what I'm saying? Even some people who, and not only that in just apartments, but people who buy homes and the people move out and they move into that house. I've seen this happen where somebody's maybe had a foreclosure on a home and they move into it and then they have financial things and they're not really cleansing the land, cleansing the property over the covenant, because even that person who's lived there prior, there's still a contract on that land. That's why they do deeds and why they do title work, because everyone in history wherever that land was, you are partaking in that. There's some sort of, you are now connected to it. But because you are a believer, my friend, you have authority and power over it. Okay, but I do understand because I've had things attack me before as well that seem to like sweep me away. But it's actually that I learned later, it was discovered where it was coming from, which just helped me to learn the next time to ask the Lord, where is this coming from? You know, teach me to pray through this, and where is it coming from? And to take authority over it and to plead the blood of Jesus over your space, over your lease building number, your lease apartment number, whatever, you know, townhome, whatever, duplex, whatever it is, and specifically call those forth in prayer to cover that with the blood of Jesus. Everything that you love and own and steward and put your hand to for the grace of God to be covered through the blood of Jesus, that he would protect that and make provision for that. And so we thank you, Father God, for guarding her and guiding her, God. And you are supplying for her, God, even though she might not see, maybe she might not be seeing her daily bread and what you're making, what you've prepared for her and the provision that you have for her, Father God. But it is there for her, Father God. And we do pray that she would be a partaker in that, Lord, even if she doesn't understand it right now, God. But in the seeking, she will begin to see it and discover it, Father God. So I thank you for that, God. And we pray right now in the name of Jesus and to the Almighty One, we thank you for being her protector and her deliverer. We plead the blood of Jesus upon her life. And we pray that every stronghold of oppression that is coming against her in the place that she's in, God, to be broken in Jesus' name, God. And we ask that you deliver her from this oppression, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we declare, God, and decree that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' name, and greater is he that is in her than he that is in the world, or even in her surroundings, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, for just taking the enemy captive, Lord, over her and releasing her from that, Father God. In Jesus' name, God, show her, even through this. Teach her, God, as you are, the Holy Spirit, you're a teacher, to guide her and to direct her and to that she teach her, God, how the in the authority realm and in the power realm, God, how to wage a warfare against this, Lord. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. And show her, Lord, just whatever her natural questions would be before you, God, let her ask you that you would show her, God, as she asked you, Lord, that you would teach her, Lord, in that, in Jesus' name. Yeah, I've had to learn. I know this is not the best way to say it either, and I'm not exactly sure everything that's going on, but some of the things that I've had to learn the hard way, which I hate to even have to say it that way, but it certainly has felt the hard way, meaning like I've had to actually go through them and then learn on the other side of it. So, and then when I see it closing in, you know, or picking up on something in the spirit the next time, know how to ask the right questions, know how to even navigate. And sometimes I still feel like, it's not all clean and swift the next time. You know what I mean? Like in the end, it gets cleaned up and it's swift, but there's still some going through it that seems. And I think because too, and maybe this is just coming to me right now, is that because you actually do have the authority and you do have the power, that the enemy likes to mess with our minds to trip us up so that we're not actually walking to swiftly take authority of it. So then it's like it's a way for him to not disengage us, but in a little bit, yes. Do you know what I mean? Like we're disengaged. We're not fully engaged when we have that power and authority, because he can't fight against the power and authority because he will not win. But if he messes with our mind to make us think something that's not real or deceives our thoughts from receiving or from believing or whatever it might be, from seeing the clear path, and then he can still mess.
I have battled, okay, through the years, and I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
This is what's so strange about this situation is that the only thing I can think of is because when God gave me the gift of discernment, I didn't know what it meant. And when it first occurred, I was freaking out. I went to my priest and I said, I'm crazy. I'm either going crazy or Satan's really messing with me. This just can't be God. And he prayed for a while, and he said, no, it's God. You know, so I didn't – he had to explain to me what discernment of spirits was, you know. So, I mean, I've seen that. I've been there. This is more tangible. This is, you know, with physical evidence, you know, that I can show to anybody. It's just weird. And I'm not seeing any spirits or anything like that. And the only thing I can think of is, why is because I got so scared before that, I mean, I ran away from prayer. Because the more I was praying, the more I was getting attacked, and everything I was praying against was coming at me. It was the weirdest. I just couldn't handle it. And I ran away. So I, you know, I got really scared and I just said, I don't want to see that stuff, you know? I mean, who wants to see that? Nobody wants to see that. So I've never really seen it since. This is not something that I'm making up, you know? This is something that is happening repeatedly that makes me think it's people. It's not a spirit. However, I can't see them, you know, so unless people can be invisible, which I don't think they can, I don't know. You said something to me once, Deb, about you said you saw a witch. Do you remember that?
No, I don't.
Yeah, you did. And you asked if I'd ever dabbled in, like, witchcraft or anything. And it was really weird because just, a few days before that, in prayer, I saw there's this very holy monk that's a saint who, you know, was one of his gifts was, reading people's souls and helping with confession and things like that. And I've been praying to him to help me make a good confession, you know, to see my sins. And one day I was laying there praying and I got a picture of his face. And then behind it was this witch. It was this horrible, ugly witch. And as I looked at it, it was me. And that just really freaked me out. So I went, you know, I kind of did what you, you know, kind of searched my conscience and tried to think of anything that, like what you were talking about. I mean, you picked it up too, though.
Yeah.
After that. You don't remember?
Yeah, I don't remember. That's wild, though. So I wonder if it's this, because I was just thinking about something about witchcraft before you talked, you know, if I should pray and take authority over that. And so sometimes, like, okay, like, when the Lord started first speaking to me in numbers, I ended up getting up in the middle of the night and researching some of it. Okay, and by the grace of God, I mean, he led me right to it. And then later, as I began to grow in that, which there wasn't at the time a lot of material out there, a lot of people speaking about it, I began to notice that when I put things in to, like, search it on the internet and Google it, if I wasn't careful, there was a lot of new age material that was filtering through. I literally had to go through and look at and be very specific and even how far I read before I actually started consuming any of the reading or any of what they were saying to make sure it wasn't new age, because it was very, like, slippery slope. It was very subtle.
No, I got caught. I got caught back into that after my son died. I was talking to mediums and all of that, you know, I was doing that, but I've already gone to confession. I've already, you know, I've stayed away from anything like that because I know of the gift of knowledge. I wanted someone to find out about my son's murder and, you know, you get caught, you know, my mother, you know, was a gift of knowledge, you know, so she knew things and God showed her things and, you know, you see things, Randy sees things. So I would always pray. I didn't want anything but the Holy Spirit, but that doesn't mean I didn't, you know, make a mistake or talk to the wrong person or, you know, so no, that's for sure. You know, I had, you know, and kind of just thought I was fine as long as I was, you know, praying through the Holy Spirit. But just to be careful, you know, I thought, well, maybe that's what it was.
If you went through all, so now that you mentioned that, if you went through, and this is important for you specifically because we're talking to you, but also to every listener, if you went through every connection that you've made that opened a door that was even anything remotely that you took in that was bad teaching, even, you know, from a bad okay, and all of those, to make sure that you're very thorough, because in those particular aspects that those people have authority over us, and because God created the realm of authority, when it's bad spiritual authority, it can affect us. And all of those things need to be broken even very thoroughly and very, like, any money. I know I've said this before, any money that was given to any place where they were a type of authority, and that would even be a teacher over you or anything like that. Like, that whole realm, because if they start praying and there's still any connection to you, like, there could be an effect there. There could be some spillover into your camp. You know, it could be the place where you're located. you know, that you're picking up something there and and somebody else, and it could be this in an intercessor thing too, okay, is that you are picking up what someone else is going through, but the Lord is actually having you stand in the gap for them to pray it through so that, like, you're carrying part of it for them so it's not so heavy on them, you know. And the Lord sometimes has has to do sometimes that.
Yeah,
it might be that, but that's why seeking him and really, well, I know you're asking, but and also seeking him, really show me, open my eyes. I said, and seeking means when we seek something, in my understanding, is that we're going to see it and discover it. And we'll pray that you see and discover what God is showing you and wanting to teach you and release you from this and teach you in it, and something that you can utilize for yourself and for others, and that you don't have to go back here, Lord, in Jesus' name. So not only am I just saying it, I'm praying it as well. So that you can really, again, just see it and grasp it and utilize it for what's happening in your life right now. So we thank you, God, for opening up the seeking realm, God, that she would see it and discover it, God, and be able to utilize it, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for opening that up, God, and releasing her in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you, Debbie. I don't have anybody else to pray for me, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, I wish I had more time. I mean, I wish it was like whatever, more time, but I don't. But I did give you the best I could give you as a friend. So, yeah, absolutely.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Okay,
thank you.
God bless you.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Sometimes I want to say, you guys, that sometimes, like, during the week, the Lord will remind me sometimes of the vision he gave me, you guys, or pray for you during the week. And so so keep that in mind sometimes. And so 802-989, thank you for calling. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. It's Jennifer.
Okay, that's what I thought. I didn't want to say. Okay. I thought so, but I was like, well, maybe I'm wrong. Okay, so thank you so much for calling. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord. We just come to your altar, God. We thank you for just a refreshing. I see the Lord bringing a refreshing, and also you will be a refreshing to others as well, just like carrying, you know, like that little cart, or pulling that little cart that has lemonade, it has different iced shavings of different flavors. Just being a refreshing and available to be a refreshing to others. God, I thank you for just making the supply for that, Lord, and for refreshing her. God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And, you know, and so it's actually being a refreshing to others is being about your Father's business. And I've never really heard anyone say this before, and I don't know that I've ever grasped it in this particular, you know, realm of wisdom either, but yeah, it is being, when you are refreshing to others, that is genuine, like you have the source to sincerely and genuinely refresh others, and you have a supply of that given to you by the Holy Spirit. You are being about your Father's business. So we thank you for that, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that freely you give and freely we receive and freely we give, Father. So I thank you for the delight in that. I thank you for the exchange in that, God. Let there be a reward even in the exchange of it, Father. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Lord. I thank you for the exchange of it, God, that she's building treasures in heaven, Lord, making treasures in heaven through every exchange, God, of being about her Father's business, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God, for your sustaining word of refreshment that you speak to her, God, that she receives, God, and she gives, Lord. We thank you for it, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for your breath on it, God. We thank you for it. In Jesus' name, you know, I can read a word that somebody wrote like 20 years ago, when the breath of God is on that, and that's a living word, you can, I mean, even the Bible, of course, too, but even you can feel that, like you can pick up on that, like, wow, that's the Holy Spirit's on that, you know? So we thank you for that, Lord. We thank you for the evidence of the Holy Spirit in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Wow. I definitely, I was feeling kind of weary this morning, and he absolutely refreshed me. You know, it's just sometimes a change of mindset, you know, just to rest in the Lord and to know he's moving in sovereign authority and that there's no cause for fear or, you know, anything like that. And his answer's on the way. His voice is speaking. His hand is always outstretched, and he knows the beginning from the end and knows exactly where we are and why, and he knows what lies ahead, what he's planned. So it's just to enter the flow, you know, and how he's moving, and enter in that rest, and to guard ourselves against the disturbance, you know. Sometimes listening to other voices, there's a disturbance in that rest. But I definitely feel refreshed today.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Thank you. And that was a good word as you brought that forth, too. That was, I stated it very well. Good word. So praise God. Do you have any prayer requests for us?
I'm just feeling so grateful tonight. I'm just so thankful for Greg and for God just bringing him into my life. He's just given me a really wonderful, you know, person, partner. And so just, I guess, you know, just for him, for his strength and for his strength and just protection, safety, you know, to the Lord to just continue guiding him and to make it very clear his steps. So just for his growth. He has just me immensely. He just pours into my life, constantly lifting me up. God is just doing amazing things through him in my life, bringing so much healing. And I just want blessing, you know, for the blessing that he's blessed me with, just to return back to him tenfold.
Okay, tell me his name again. I'm sorry, I might have missed it.
Greg.
Oh, Greg. Okay, I'm sorry. Yes. Okay, thank you. But it's not the same Greg we spoke to earlier, is it? Is that your Greg?
It is.
I did not know that. Oh, that's wonderful. Okay. Well, good. I'm glad I asked, because I was like, that sounds familiar. Okay. So perfect. I did not know that. That's awesome. Very cool. Okay.
He's amazing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so sweet. Well, praise God for that. So, Father, we just thank you for Greg, God, and we just bless him as Jennifer's blessing him, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for your strength, strengthening him, God, and undergirding him with grace and strength and protection. We thank you, Lord, for guiding him all of his days, Lord, that you'll be a light unto his path and a lamp unto his feet. I said that backwards, but. And we thank you, God, for just the growth that you're bringing, God, in Jesus' name. And that is sustainable in the name of Jesus, Lord. And we do pray, Father God, that that he would be a blessing, that he would be blessed as he is a blessing, Father, just as Jennifer prayed. We come into agreement with the forces of heaven on his behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yes, amen. Amen. God is good. He is magnificently great. I'm just so thankful. He is such a rock to me when, you know, when I'm weary. He is my Jehovah Jireh, strong tower, refuge from the storm, and he just has blessed my socks off with you know, an increase in his love through Greg, and you know, that's a miracle because I was anti-man. So,
well, yeah. that's a wonderful testimony. Praise God.
That yeah, I just went through a lot of trauma, and I mean, it really did take a miracle. So,
yeah.
God is good. God is gracious, and His ways are not our ways. So,
yeah, that's very neat. Well, thank you so much for sharing that. And I know that testimony blessed someone else too. So thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for that.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us tonight. God bless you.
God bless.
Bye-bye. Okay, we have friend 731334. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, Deborah. This is Ashley.
Yeah, Ashley. Well, tell me what state you're calling from again.
Wisconsin.
Oh, Wisconsin. Okay. I was going to guess Texas, but I'm glad I was wrong. So let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Ashley, Lord. We just lift her up to your throne, God. We come before your throne and your altar, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, for the places that you meet her. Upon the throne, but upon the altar, God. And there's a place and a prayer that I'm remembering that I read at one time. There's something that talked about the place. It was like the place between the altar and the throne, or the place between the altar and something, but it was, I think it was called the porch. And, but it was a place, like a meeting place with the Lord, and a like a bridge and a meeting place of the Lord. I don't know if it's a place kind of like where you just pour yourself out. I'm trying to remember all the aspects of that. But we thank you, Lord, just for the place of prayer that is placed before you, Father God, that is hinged, God, that is bridged, God, in Jesus' name. We thank you, God, for the effectiveness of the intercession, God, even holding things together. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. The Lord is very unique in the sense that, I don't know if you know this, but and powerful and mighty in that he, unless he reveals himself to us and speaks our language to us, we do not know him. So, I mean, we cannot know him unless he speaks to us and reveals himself to us. And he has to do that in a language in which we understand him. And then we pray, and I've never seen this before either, but when we pray to the Lord and we speak in our language with our understanding of who he's revealed himself to be to us, who we've come to know him to be in our lives and learn and experience. And as we pray back to him, I see what is happening is you're praying out of those things, then, which that's what we all pray out of those things unto the Lord and using your language. But I see him capturing that and taking that like with such a greater depth and understanding of knowing beyond what you could even put into words or and so he's taking the human language and he's taken, oh my gosh, all of those experiences and the knowledge that you have of him and the spiritual wisdom that you have of him. And he's taking it up into his like infinite language, his infinite spiritual language, and is making it, you know, so much greater, so much more powerful. As he takes that, where he's grasping like this understanding that we as humans might not even know how to communicate, but he's taking it and he's perfecting that prayer even in the spiritual realm and causing it again, like taking his spiritual language and speaking it out in the heavenlies for it to come to pass, where we don't really have a clear understanding, a grasping of like all of our prayers. We just see the outcome and the parts where he communicates with us, that we have knowledge that this prayer is answered. But I'm seeing a whole another dimension or realm of how it's being released from you, how he captures it and brings this like an increase of infinite and divine interpretation into what he knows on the other side that we don't, and forming that into the solution and the prayer and the outcome on your behalf. So you know how you go to, and listen, you know, and even it can be even childlike prayer, right? He can do this with childlike prayer. Because you know how you go to the bank, I don't know if you have this in the South or whatever, but they have those little tubes. They especially have them in the South. I don't remember them in the North when I grew up. But those little tube things, and you put it in the little holder and push the button, and it kind of goes up in the air, and then you always kind of wonder, like, how the person in the building got the tube, because if you look outside, it just does not make sense. You know, it's kind of the same thing. Like it's almost the same, almost, and that's the only illustration I can think of, is that we send this prayer up, and then somehow it just not only lands there, but he takes it into his infinite knowledge and divine interpretation again, and something grand happens in the heavenlies. And maybe if we did see that or we understood it in any proportion, it might, you know, we might just have a depth of fear of God on us that we couldn't contain, perhaps. I don't know. But anyways, I see that happening with you. But even specifically as you are becoming like this bridge and this, what's the other word I used? Hinge, like a hinge between the places and a bridge between the places. This is actually really happening. It is really taking place with you in a place of intercession that you're called to pray in. So praise God.
Wow, that's amazing. You just, every time I call into you, you have such a way with words. I just feel it so deeply, like on a deeper level. I especially love the metaphor of the bank and the tube. That was really good. yeah, I feel like I'm supposed to be praying with more purpose, and I'm starting to get into that more. And I really feel, in the past, I think I kind of struggled with knowing how important prayer was. But now, I don't know, when I get the urge to pray, it's just from such a place of gratefulness, but I don't always know how to pray or say the things that, I don't know how to voice myself all the time. So I feel like that spoke to me. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really good. And that's good. I'm glad. Thank you so much for sharing that too, because it's interesting to me how the Holy Spirit is, even though you're saying that in the natural, there is something that's taking place in the spiritual realm, you know, far beyond of what you're even comprehending right now. But I'm sure it's going to grow. I mean, because when you say that in the natural, I think and hear that God is developing that. But yet what I just prayed into shows me the Lord is actively on it, So I'd be interested to hear in the months ahead, yeah, just how that gets developed, not only on earth, but it would be cool to see if the Lord even unlocks something more in a prophetic prayer over that as well. So, and not for me, it could be from anyone, lots of people, so that'd be very cool.
Wow, yeah, praise God. I'll have to call back in and let you know about that, keep you updated. Thank you so much. That was just amazing to hear tonight.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Do you have any prayer requests before I let you go?
Not tonight. Thank you so much, though,
okay,
for praying.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
refreshed.
Okay, this is caller 111. Opening
Hello.
Your phone line. There you
yes,
go.
Yes, it's Carmen.
Oh, hey, how are you?
God bless. Fine.
God bless you, too. Okay, we finally got a Texas caller. No. Just kidding. Okay, good. We love Texas. Okay, thank you. I gotta stay on task here so I can. One, two, three, four, five. I have about five more callers. So, Father, we thank you for Carmen, God, and we just delight, Lord, really in hearing your voice, God. We thank you, Lord, for her delight in sharing you, God, and our service to you as well, Father, and ministering in your name and in your heart and in your word, God, and in your flow, God. We thank you, Lord, just even for the funnel that's happening, God, that you pour into her, Father God, and she is not even able to get it out as fast as you are funneling it into her, God. In Jesus' name, but I thank you for the funnel, God, because you're creating a reservoir within her, God, and that is sustainable, God, and it's creating something kind of like so the illustration is like a motor oil, like changing the number of the motor oil because it brings a different preservation and a different performance to the engine, you know. So I'm seeing, you know, the things that he's pouring into you are bringing that, a preservation, a different performance that is coming forth, you know, even though you're only able to speak forth, you know, well, just like a funnel, you can pour more in, but then the outcome is slow and steady and sure. So I thank you for that as well, God. We thank you for your word that is slow and steady and sure over her life, God, in Jesus' name. And I don't know if there is, I want to say it's Psalm 119, which is, Yeah, 119, 119. Which is the longest psalm in the Bible, but it's always talking about the richness of God's word and that. But I was thinking of, and a portion of it, I thought there was a song that was talking about the commandments of the Lord are sure and right and that they come forth like true and whatnot. I think it's in there. May not, I know it's in one of the psalms, and there was a song that came forth out of that. So, Father, we thank you for that, Lord. We just thank you for the goodness of God being poured forth upon her and in her, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Yeah, so I think people are like just drinking up what you're offering to them. You know, there's people that are, or you may be speaking to one person specifically or directing your words to one person, even in conversation. But the hearer or people that are near you are actually like leaning into that and just like kind of drinking up what you're saying. They're just drinking it up. It's like the spillover is fruitful as well, which is cool. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, and we just bless her. We rejoice with her, and we're thankful for her. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, well, did you have any prayer requests? I think I have your mic still open. You might have muted me.
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Hello? Okay,
hello.
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I won't keep you because I know you have other people and I won't be greedy. So thank you for that word. I just dropped it to say hello and God bless.
Okay, thank you. Good to hear your voice. Thank you for joining us. God bless you too. Bye-bye. Okay, 972-365. I think this is Rhonda.
Hey, Sister Deborah. This is Rhonda from Texas.
Hey there, girl. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Good. Are you calling in for prayer for yourself?
Yes, ma'am. Just general prayer.
Okay. Praise God. Thank you for joining us. Let me mute your line, and I'll come back to you. So good. I'm glad that you are. So, Father, we thank you, God, for Rhonda, Lord, and I thank you, Lord. Lord, we just come before your altar. I was going to say thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to bless her in prayer, God, and to lift her up to you, God, and to offer just a sustaining word, Father, before you, God. We thank you for that, Lord, Jesus' name. Lord, we come before your altar. And so I'm seeing right before I said altar, I was seeing a military effect and standing shoulder to shoulder. And military in the sense of, we are saints in God's army, and we do have a worker, but we watch each other's back and we encourage one another. And so just standing a shoulder to shoulder, but I'm seeing that across from you. So you have it on either side of you and it's, going down a ways. So we thank you, Lord. Things are aligned as well. So things are aligned for you in Jesus' name. We thank you for that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And, the Lord does watch our going out and our coming in, and there's nothing that escapes him, even in Psalm 139, I think it talks about there's nowhere we can go outside of his presence, he's fully aware. There's nothing, the word also talks about there's nothing hidden from him. There's no secret place that we can go apart from him. And that's even the places within our own hearts or in our own soul. Some people say, "Oh, I'm not ready for the Lord to deal with that." And he'll be respectful of that if you're not going to bring that to the table. But it's not a secret to him. And I'm not saying that you have anything hidden. I'm just saying anything within us, even if we feel secretly discouraged or secretly self-sufficient in this area. It's okay, I can carry this or whatever it might be, the Lord even knows that. And he wants to reach us and he has this unction of, carrying each other's burdens as well. So we thank you, Father God. And we know that you do that well as well. You do that well yourself, I should say, and helping other people to carry that. But we thank you, God, that you and you alone are the rock. You are the rock of ages, God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that you will not cause her foot to slip, fall, or stumble, God, but she stands upon the rock. And not only does she stand upon the rock, God, but she builds upon the rock, God. And we thank you for her house, God. Let it be a mighty fortress, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for the promises of God, Lord, as we spoke earlier, that you would bring them to pass, that you would bring them to fruition, God, that they're not disputable to you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for release of that and for the greater works, as we prayed as well, God, to come forth in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for sustaining her place, God, equipping her place, Father. In Jesus' name, let me look that up again just to get the right wording. We thank you for her heart, God, is set and ready to advance for the kingdom of God, Lord. And we thank you, God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father God, for those pathways that are actually literally upon your rock. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Sister Deborah. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you.
Yes, God bless you, and you have a blessed week. Thank you.
Thanks. You too. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, we have caller 904-629. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
My name is Taquana. I'm in Florida.
Florida. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
So thank you. I'm just going to leave your microphone open. So I'm going to move. I do have several more callers, a handful more callers. Thank you, God, for Taquana. In Jesus' name, Lord, we come before your altar, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. Sometimes the Lord, he is mighty to move and mighty to act. And sometimes he does things differently than what we expect, you know. And so just like the people when there was a tsunami, so this is not a bad word. This is just what I'm saying, because water and a move of the spirit has to do with the water, even like in the body of Christ and stuff. So when a tsunami, even though in the natural, we know the tsunami did devastation, that's not what this word is about. Just want to clarify that. So the but the water, like it receded out, and people didn't understand. Like God, well, sometimes when God is doing a different thing or moving in a different way, it doesn't always look the same way that we have understood it to. And so even in that, the waters receded out. And then they came back in even greater. And so the Lord sometimes will do that where it looks like he's moving things out of our lives or separating us from things or even people or relationships. He does this sometimes. And then when it comes back into our life, it's in a greater measure, a greater fold. It just overtakes us in a sense that's good with the power of the Holy Spirit and blessing us. So sometimes we cannot, again, when we're asking the Lord, we cannot trust with our own eyes what we're seeing. We might not see where we see it, but we don't understand it, and it doesn't look good, but we can't always have that interpretation until the fullness, until it comes into full return unto us. So I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in her life and in her heart, God, and bringing the fullness of that return, God, and just a full fruitfulness, full abundance, God, and full believing and full receiving in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye.
God bless.
Thanks. Okay. I hope I can do this. 254-541. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hi there, 254-541. Oops, they might have, hello, do you have me on mute? They might have stepped away from their phone for a minute. If you can hear me, 254-541. Okay, I'm gonna have to come back to you. Okay. 903-918. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. This is Michelle from Texas.
Hi, Michelle. Michelle from Texas. Thank you so much for joining us. Father, we thank you, God, for Michelle. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and come before your altar. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, Lord, just for your goodness, Lord. We thank you for your expression of, we just thank you for your expression. You know, okay, it's double. There's an expression of double, but it's also this, like God's mercy and grace, they go together. They're hand in hand, and we have a balance of both of them, right? When we can't get them all out of balance. So they're the things that go hand in hand. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. You know, he is great. As I was talking earlier, he has greatness, but we also need to know his goodness as well, because it brings the balance. You know, so the double, you know, he has double in that. We receive both of those aspects or characters and attributes from him. We receive that from him as double, but they also go hand in hand, the things that go hand in hand that bring balance as well. So we thank you, Father God, just for the double, God, that the things that go hand in hand that are side by side. In Jesus' name, we thank you for the Holy Spirit that comes alongside of her and as her advocate. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, God. Jesus' name. And even, you know, the prayer that I prayed earlier was from John 14, which is John 14:16, talks about the Holy Spirit, praying to the Father that he will give you another helper and that he might abide with you forever. It says this, the Spirit of Truth, whom the world cannot receive because it neither sees him nor knows him, but you know him, for he will dwell with you and will be in you. So not only is he with us, he's in you. So we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. And sometimes when you're expressing something that maybe the Holy Spirit has shown you or you know to be true because of the Holy Spirit, you know, maybe like insight, and you express that to your family, sometimes they're not going to always get it like that. You know, I know my family sometimes, I was like very casual about it, but then they learn later, you know, that, okay, yeah, that was the Lord. But I just got to give them room sometimes to do that. But even though in the moment I can just see it so clearly, and it's, I just want them to understand it and to accept it and to receive it as the Holy Spirit for them. And it's not even so much about me, but then they seem to make it more about me than the Holy Spirit. Do you know what I'm saying? And so I don't know if you have some of that aspect happening, but some of that's normal, I would say that, as they're developing their relationship with the Holy Spirit so that they can recognize the truth of the Holy Spirit. And even those that do have the Holy Spirit, you may be bringing forth something where they haven't learned the Holy, they haven't experience the Holy Spirit in that measure and in that manner yet, and the Lord is actually helping you teach them to learn that it's the Holy Spirit, but at the same time keeping you humble along the way when there's, you know, when they kind of not necessarily hold you in contempt, but maybe dismiss it. And maybe that happens in the workplace or in the home. It's more common probably in the home. But just know you're walking in the grace of God, and that will sustain you. Not everybody listened to Jesus either, and he still doesn't mean it's not real and it's not true. And just ask him to help you, you know, to comfort you in those areas when you need to strengthen you, and areas that you or whatever your need is. Those would be some of my needs. Whatever your need would be, ask the Holy Spirit to give that to you as you walk through that. So, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, God thank you so much. Yeah, God bless you
thanks.
Too. Thank you for calling. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have caller 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening, Nicole from New Orleans.
Nicole from New Orleans?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Okay, let me mute your phone line for just a minute. Thank you so much for joining us, and God bless you and your little one. Father, we thank you, God, for Nicole, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. Father, we just come before your altar, God, and we bless her, Lord. We bless her, Father God, in Jesus' name. Jesus' name. And so, you know, it's interesting, Nicole, as I've seen, the altar became a stage for you, and it's not something in the natural where people, you know, are like, it's a game or it's all about, the focus isn't you. But at the same time, the Lord uses us to step into things that he's called us to step into. And there was one time this woman, she was a friend teaching a speaker conference type of thing, and she was saying they used a song. It was kind of an older song, and the ministry was established by an older woman. And they were saying that the stage is your altar. So it's interesting that that's what I've seen. And so knowing every time you get up to speak, you need to know you're at the altar of the Lord. So just as you're in the presence of God, anytime that you get up to speak or you get, you know, to this stage, is that you are in the presence of the Lord, and you're accountable to him for everything you say, which is very, you know, and you're bringing his presence with you so that others can see. And not everyone is called to that, you know, maybe in pieces and portions, but there's a place where you really is uniquely designed to step into that and being called to that and the nature of it and the heart of it and the intention of it to give all reference to the Lord. So we thank you, God, for doing that, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just amplifying her voice at this stage, even like as an ampa. We thank you, Lord, as her voice goes out, God, that it would be heard amongst the community. In Jesus' name, we thank you, God, for it to be received, Lord. Let it fall on hearts and minds, Lord. Let it not return void, but may it accomplish all that you set forth and accomplish it to do, God, in Jesus' name. And I see your feet being planted at the altar, of the Lord, first and foremost, is like your feet being planted, like your feet are being planted as like trees, as like an oak of righteousness. It's just really planting your feet there, which is very cool. I literally have never heard that before, nor have I ever seen that before. So I thank you for that. And I would go back and even look up the verse, you know, about, I think it's Isaiah 60 maybe is what I want to say, or 61, about being plants of righteousness, oaks of righteousness, planted as oaks of righteousness before the Lord. So that is very cool. So praise God for that.
Oh, thank you so much. I received that word.
Yeah.
God bless you. Wow. Yeah, I just graduated, and so I've just been praying about God showing me what doors to walk into. You know, it just kind of confirms what I've heard before about God using me for a wider audience and a wider platform more than I probably thought I would be.
Yeah.
And so it's confirming a lot that I've heard before. So he just keeps sending people to say the same thing over and over. So I guess it's something that I can't run away from. Not that I want to, but I'm just normally a quiet person and I pretty much stay to myself. But
yeah,
that's what I keep. Hearing just raise my voice up and just speak for him.
Yeah, that's interesting. A lot of times too, I'm trying to look this verse up while you're talking. Let's see if it comes up this way. Yeah, a lot of times sometimes when people are quiet, it's because the Lord will use that because they're very well thought out of, well thought, like they think things out well. And if they can speak on that, it actually affects a lot of people in a lot of different ways that they maybe were not even, like they're able to express what people are thinking or feeling and draw that out of them. In a very organized way at times. Okay, yes, mm-hmm. Here it is. It's Isaiah 61:3. Okay. So they may be called to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness and the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Wow, that's beautiful. So that's why your feet are being planted, so that he might be glorified.
Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, that's beautiful. That is very cool. Yes. And, you know, he has a way, too, of instructing us or leading us that we actually do receive it. We might think, oh, no, it's going to be too much for me, you know. But then he... like that, like he reveals, here's my goodness is in it, is that I'm going to be glorified. And our hearts like automatically are almost drawn to that. Like that is my heart, is to glorify you. It's like he makes it in such a way where where then we want to say yes to it. Like, I can't say no to this. I have to say yes to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So praise God for that. Praise God for that. So glory to God. So keep us posted how that goes.
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
God bless you.
Okay. Take care.
You too.
Bye. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Our last caller, 847-239. Good evening.
Hi.
Who am I speaking to?
Stephanie from Illinois.
Oh, Stephanie. Thank you. Thank you for calling. Yeah, I think I said, I think when I said, oh, I hope I can make it, there was a bunch of people that jumped off. So thank you for staying with us. I was like, oh, no. Yes, I didn't mean to do that. But so, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Stephanie, Father, in Jesus' name. We come before your altar, Father, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for just your goodness and your faithfulness, your love, your purity, your care, and your holiness, God. And all of your attributes and your character, Lord, that you set forth and that you accomplish, Lord, and in through her life, Father, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord. So I'm also seeing, like, the double thing for you, too, like the, the treasured, after I said that, I was hearing the treasured possessions, the treasured possessions. So, and I think that there's things, the treasures, you're going to possess them too, like going forth, the treasures of the Lord and possessing them, you know, the treasures, you know, there's so many aspects to the treasures. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you for the land, that even the land has treasures in it. So we thank you for placing her in that place, God, and even speaking earlier about covenants, you know, and places and history and where you land, where you end up in the land is significant as well. So we thank you, God. We thank you for the favor of God to be upon her life, Lord, and where she steps and how you direct her, God. And even in her pathways as well, God, we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name. I see you completing something too. So I'm not sure you're like complete. You will complete something, which is not necessarily unusual because we all want to complete something. But I mean, I feel like even some of my gifts and things will be passed on. Like even when we read in Hebrews 11, right, where some of those things were, not that they didn't fulfill it, you know, but they've seen it, but it was passed on, right? It was passed on, and not that they didn't measure up, or, you know, I'm not saying you're going to fall short or anything, but I see you completing something. It's completing. So that is, you know, in Hebrews 11. So, yeah, you're completing something. And sometimes, maybe like when we see something here, like this is here, if you read Hebrews 11, I'll end with this real quick, is that like Joshua who prayed and he, you know, where the day stood still. Okay, well, if you read in that, it'll talk about it and it'll indicate who it is, but actually it's not using Joshua's name. But we all know who it is by the indication of what was said and what took place and the variation of who was spoken before, who was spoken after. And so he completed something. He completed that task, and that was marvelous and it was wonderful, but it was noted differently than the others as well. So whatever it is that you're completing might be noted differently, but significantly in the sense, you know, when you complete something, it does get noted. It has a different note on it, you know. And I don't want to use the world not that I can't, but I don't want to use the world like recognition of accomplishment. I want to say that it's like literally you complete it. You know, it's just like Christ completed what the Father sent him to do. So he sat down at the right hand of the Father while he's still active and he still has ministry, but he completed the reason that he was sent here. So there was a fulfillment and a completion that happened, and I see that take place for you as well. So God bless you, and thank you for joining us tonight.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah. Thank you. You too. Okay, thank you, everyone, for joining us. God bless, and shalom.